Just a very short reflection today on Holy Week and what Holy Week really is. It's this week that we come together to commemorate the last week Christ spent walking the earth with his disciples. And it begins today with when he comes into his city, into Jerusalem, to the cries of Hosanna, to all this praise, to the glory. And only, what, 3 days later, the same people that are crying out today, Hosanna, cry out, crucify him, crucify him. And they want him out of their lives. We do the same thing. We're no different. We walk out of Mass all ready to be holy. We walk out of confession with a commitment in our lives to change. Can we make it 3 days? I find it hard to. It's tough to live that life. So we have this time. Lent has brought us up to Holy Week. Lent is over on Thursday. And so if you're trying to count the 40 days, Lent ends on Thursday. But then we enter into the Triduum. So we take what we've been trying to live for those 40 days of Lent, and now we ramp it up. We live it to even a higher degree for those final 3 days, for the 3 days of the Passion. And so we have so many opportunities during Holy Week to come and make it Holy Week. Because otherwise it's just a week. It's a week, okay, that leads up to Easter. It's a week in our life that really nothing changes in my life. But Holy Week, if we live it, truly live it, it can become a catalyst that I can become the disciple, the Christian that God is calling me to be. Every one of us. So we have these opportunities of Holy Week. Tuesday, we have the Chrism Mass up in La Crosse with the bishop. It's where he consecrates the oils that are used for baptisms, for confirmations, for ordinations, for sacrament of the sick. All of the times that we use holy oils throughout the year, those oils are consecrated every week or every year during Holy Week. The priests of the diocese are invited, and most of us actually come. And we are there to be with our bishop and to renew our promises, renew our vows, to make that commitment again that I am going to try to the best of my ability with his grace and with his strength to live as his priest. We come together on Wednesday evening for the live stations. Our youth group will be there to walk through Christ's Passion, those live stations of the cross. On Holy Thursday, we join together in the evening to offer our prayer, to offer our prayers and to recall Christ with his disciples in the Last Supper, where he instituted the Eucharist, the gift that we continue to celebrate at each and every Mass, where the bread and the wine become his body and blood. He did that at the Last Supper in the upper room. And so that is what we commemorate. We lead this into Good Friday, the only day throughout the year that we do not hold the celebration of the Mass anywhere in the world on Good Friday. It's the day that we recall Christ dying. And Christ died. Our God died for our sins, for my sins. And so we come together to listen again to the Passion of the Cross, the Passion of the Christ. We come together to adore the cross and to receive communion that is consecrated on Holy Thursday, consecrated enough on the evening of Holy Thursday to have enough for Good Friday. And then that leads us in, and then on Good Friday in the evening, if we're not able to make that, we've got the Tenebrae. Tenebrae is simply Latin for shadows. And so it's a time when we come, the church is dark, we have just a few candles that are lit, throwing shadows throughout the church, and we hear readings from sacred scripture, from Isaiah, from Lamentations, from all of these different readings that from the Old Testament that point to the Christ and what he is going to do and how he's going to come into our lives, into the world. That celebration is closed, or that service is closed with the closing of the tomb, as Christ is laid in the tomb. And it is, you talk to people that have been there, it can be a very emotional and a very powerful experience. And then we come to Holy Saturday, a day that we are called to spend some time with Christ as he lays in the tomb. The silence in the world is reflected in our silence. Holy Saturday night, the light of Christ has been extinguished. But now we have this new celebration of the new light. And so we have the celebration where we light a new fire, weather permitting, outside. And then we light the Easter candle. The entire church is darkened. We don't start that until after the sunset. The church is lit by one candle as it is processed forward, then a second candle. And then all of the congregation that are gathered, their candles are lit. It's amazing to see how light the church can become just with candle power. And then our readings on Holy Saturday night bring us through salvation history. They bring us through all the various covenants. They bring us through the main events of creation until Christ comes to the earth. We have all of these things on Holy Saturday night. This is the first year that, since I've been in Prairie du Chien, we will not have new initiates. We will not have new members of our faith coming in this year. But it still is a great opportunity for us to come together, to renew our vows, to renew our baptismal promises, and to celebrate the light of Christ that is coming back into the world. And then on Easter Sunday morning, it's a day that is so filled we cannot put it all into one day. And so we celebrate Easter Day. It's an octave. It's 8 days of Easter. It goes from Easter Sunday morning until Divine Mercy Sunday. And each day throughout the week, we get different readings. We get different perspectives, different authors that tell us their perception, their experience of the resurrection, of the events that occurred. We have different readings for the masses on Easter Sunday morning. It begins there. None of them are the exact same. And that we continue to do that until Divine Mercy Sunday. So throughout Holy Week, we have this time to walk with Christ, to recall his passion, and to enter into that passion, maybe in a way we've never done before. The invitation is there, and it's up to us if we're going to grasp that and live that, to walk with him so that we can be with him and celebrate on Easter morning. It helps us to see that Easter morning, without the passion and without going through Holy Week, is empty, because it means nothing. But walking through Holy Week and not celebrating Easter is a call for depression, because it leaves us with Christ in the tomb. We need both. Easter needs Holy Week and the passion, and the passion needs to be capped off with the octave of Easter. And so we'll pray that we will all enter into that season this year in a new way, truly making this Holy Week.
Today's announcements. The Knights of Columbus will host an Easter egg hunt at 11 a.m. this Sunday at the Cecil Smith Athletic Field for children ages 12 and under. The Chrism Mass will be held at the Cathedral of St. Joseph the Workman in La Crosse this Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Our youth group will present live Stations of the Cross this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at St. John's Church. Please check the bulletin for the Holy Week schedule. Script will be sold after Mass.
The funeral Mass for Mary Shedevy will be tomorrow at St. Gabriel's. There are some poems left over, so if you came in late or if you need more poems, please, they don't do us any good keeping them till next year, so please grab some poems if you need some. Hopefully the Knights of Columbus are waiting until we get out there after this Mass. And don't ask me, please, where things are during Holy Week, because I've proven already today I don't know. I have people that push me and tell me where to go and where I'm supposed to be, so that's about all I know. I already had Holy Thursday night messed up, so I'm not even going to try. It's in the bulletin, and that's what I'm going to go by.